Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Thursday, May 4th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to be talking about Aquaman, Justice League, and some other stuff today. We talked yesterday about how Aquaman had begun filming, according to James Wan, and Warner Brothers officially sent out a press release for it, and a first logo. Well, not the first logo, but the latest first official real logo associated with the movie. They just stated that principal photography has begun, as we knew, and also confirmed pretty much everything we've talked about before in terms of cast and crew. Everyone who is in talks apparently is officially signed on now, and you know, everything cast and all the crew, the producers and everything like that, everything you can see in the press release. But I think we've covered most of that. There's a few new things in terms of like costume designer and that kind of stuff that we haven't talked about before. But that's all there. The movie is officially in the works. What do you think about this logo, Zach?
First of all, it's exciting that it's in the works. But the logo, I don't know. I looked at it and I was like, oh, this looks like Arrow. That's like the first thing that just popped into my mind. But it's just because it's words with a like triangular shaped icon behind it.
It's the letter A. Right. Well, that's weird. So, I didn't think about that at all. I thought of Aquaman.
Well, yeah.
I don't
know.
Cool.
It's okay. I don't know. It doesn't change anything for me.
Well, I think it's really cool. I'm not a logo guy or anything like that, but I thought this looked sweet. I like how they got the water. It's like brighter, closer to the sun, and then it gets darker. To go underneath, because that's like what the water does. But yeah, that's all the input I have on that.
All right, moving on. Junkie XL, aka Tom Holkenberg, where I guess other way around, switch that, talked about the Justice League score to Collider. And he said he's taking over fully for Hans Zimmer. They worked together on Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. But he is going to be doing the Justice League score all by himself. And he just kind of talked about like what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. He said he wants to respect the legacy of the characters without just quoting Zimmer and John Williams stuff. So obviously he wants to kind of throw his own kind of stuff in there, but at the same time, maybe get you to think about the music, that kind of iconic music that we already have associated with these characters in these movies. But he can't actually even technically say if he started work on Justice League score yet or not. But I don't know.
That's just funny, the secrecy of, you know, you can't talk about anything. And there was a rumor that he and Hans Zimmer had worked on all the Justice League, the main characters' themes. I don't know if that's ever been confirmed or not. There was a rumor about that. So, like, the basis is already there. And Junkie XL is a proven guy. And this is just an interesting article if you're into score and that kind of thing. And Junkie XL in particular, he did Mad Max Fury Road. And he talks about how George Miller didn't have any plans to have a score for that.
Yeah.
He was just going to use like the car engines and that kind of thing. And then Junkie XL is actually the one who talked him into doing a score, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
And he's done other stuff too. So, cool article if you're into scores.
Yeah. He's a really interesting guy because he's like started out as a DJ, as if you can't tell by his name, but now he's doing movie scores. Yeah, interesting stuff.
Yeah. On to other stuff. A quick note, Time Warner earnings for the first quarter went out. We're not going to get into the details of that too much because it's not much DC related other than it did well. Lego Batman was partially credited for that in the article with the Hollywood Reporter. But the important thing there is that the merger with AT&T is expected to be finalized this year.
Yep, just good to see stuff bringing in money, because more money means more DC stuff, which is good. And then to wrap up today, we have a Twitter question.
Can't argue with that.
No, you can't. you want to try to argue about it?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I believe you.
All right. So to wrap up today, we have a Twitter question from @SalvatoreChief. If Wonder Woman's sword is a god killer, could it cut off Doomsday's hand? Could this blade harm Superman? Plus such a cool sword. So we've seen a couple new pictures, maybe. Well, we've seen a few pictures of her with the sword. And if you remember from December, EW had like one of the first pictures, and it was her like getting the God Killer sword out of this spinny thing that looked pretty cool.
That's the technical term.
Right. So what do you think about this question, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it can.
Oh, yeah.
Could, I'm sure it could slice off whatever part of Superman you wanted to slice off. If it can cut off Doomsday, then I see no reason why it couldn't do Superman. You know, it's a pretty powerful sword. And yeah, I trust... I'm sure it can. Otherwise, because if nothing can harm Superman, then...
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think we'll get much exposition in the movie about what the sword can do. I think we'll just see her using it and doing crazy stuff with it. But yeah, I mean, it looks really cool. And it's called the God Killer. That's... Well, I can't really think of a cooler name for a sword.
We're probably going to see her killing a gods, some gods with it, maybe. Otherwise, you wouldn't have that name. But... this is a funny question because it just reminds... I don't think we're going to actually see her cut any part of Superman.
No.
With it, like anything story-wise, but it's just reminded me... I don't know if you ever heard of this, Zach, but the time when Batman v Superman was shooting, and this one, it was shooting in Detroit, and one of the local radio stations was kind of making fun of Aquaman, and apparently Zack Snyder called in and sort of defended Aquaman. And he pointed out that how his trident could pierce the skin of Superman. he just called in a morning radio talk show. I don't think it's ever been officially confirmed, but if you listen to it, it's... if it's not Zack Snyder, he has a voice clone somewhere. It's just the funniest story. So that if Aquaman's trident can, I think Wonder Woman's sword can. I don't know which is stronger, but I think they could both do some damage to Superman.
Definitely.
All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.